Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I want to talk about market volatility, employment marketplace volatility. Something I find really interesting is that here in the end of October of 2018, the U.S. jobless rate, the unemployment rate, is at a 49-year low of 3.7%. That means that it's kind of a seller's marketplace in so many ways. Employees have a lot of leverage, and companies that are hiring are doing their best to make sure that employees are happy and they're not going to experience the pains and the costs of employees who move from job to job, because that's really expensive, it's really jarring, and it's really upsetting to companies who have to continually engage in hiring for the same types of roles. So I've been thinking about what that really means, and maybe not every job market is as stable or as inviting to job seekers as this one is right now. What if things were to change and the employment marketplace became much more volatile? How would you prepare if the marketplace changed and all the eggs weren't in the basket of people looking for work? They didn't have the balance of power shifted in their direction. So if you're looking at the employment marketplace and thinking that it's becoming a little volatile, even in your, just in your industry, not in the employment marketplace as a whole, if you're thinking about getting involved in a job search and you haven't done it for more than a decade or however long it's been, think about it as a potentially destabilizing experience for the individual, the family, maybe even again for that person's company. So knowing that this low unemployment rate can't stay forever, how do you create a career strategy emergency kit, so to speak, to prepare for a time when your situation demands change? Thing number one, build your network now. Do not wait another day to reach out to that person you met last week or 6 months ago or a year ago, but with whom you never reconnected. Start becoming more active on LinkedIn groups, on LinkedIn as a platform overall, and start turning those online connections into human ones. The executive job market is still about who you know, and you need to meet the right people to keep your career moving forward. In this process, you might find the opportunity to help others who are in similar situations, and you should always make sure that your engagement is not transactional because someone is going to need your help too. So always give more than you get, and you'll develop really significant goodwill that you can take advantage of when you need it. So as the old adage goes, dig your well before you're thirsty, or plant your tree before you need the shade. This is absolutely how networking goes, and anytime someone asks you to be a resource, do not turn them down if you can help them. Another thing to look at is your relationship with your current manager or executive. So talk to your boss today. This is critical. You don't want to wait for projects to land in your lap by accident. Think about where your company's going. Think about where your division or your department is going. And start to take the temperature of the room, so to speak. Feel out your executive leadership about the ways you can contribute to very exciting plans, revenue-generating plans that your company might be having that you might not have been thought of or for originally. See how you can push yourself in that direction and take the stretch assignments and do things that are very hard. In this process, you'll achieve two goals. First, you'll start to interact with key decision makers. In other words, you'll become more visible. Furthermore, rather than becoming one of those types who is always asking for something, you're communicating that you want to offer your expertise and your assistance, and you're asking nothing more than the opportunity to provide your resources and your mojo to get the company where it needs to go. Second of all, when you are put onto new projects, you're developing significant new skills, leadership, talents, capabilities. You might find that these will power your plan to apply your talents to a more advanced role at a different company, a different industry, or even within your own organization. In any case, think about what you want next. We often hear about executives who have separated from their companies prematurely, whether by choice or structural change, and all of a sudden, they're confronted with a world of opportunities, all of which could be viable choices, and some of which are likely, and a few of which are exactly right. Identifying the types of positions, the verticals, the product groups, the industries ahead of time will save you a lot of heartache, a lot of headache as you go through the volatility of looking for a new position. In conclusion, smart executives like you need to prepare themselves for a volatile employment marketplace. No matter what the current environment is, you know that things are going to change. Executives in career transition who are seeking stability need to create a solid career change strategy long before they embark on it. Let me rephrase. Plant your tree before you need the shade. Know that this volatility is coming. And you can't stop it. You can't necessarily predict it. Maybe you can predict it, but you can't predict what the marketplace is going to need at that time. So start thinking about what you can do right now to get ready for a future change, even if that change is probably a decent stretch down the road. Thanks again for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. If you want to reach me, and you know how much I love talking to you all, then call me at 801-810-5627. You can also visit my website, fivestrengths.com. That's FIVESTRENGTHS.com. Thanks so much.